Supplemental reading.
TOEIC or not TOEIC? Students all over the world want to attend university in America. When students apply, universities need a reliable way to assess their English skills. Most universities use a test called TOEFL, Test of English as a Foreign Language. Businesses use a test called TOEIC, Test of English for International Communication. Today, however, many universities are also using TOEIC. This test measures English listening, reading, writing, and speaking. But is it a true indicator of English ability? Many people do not think it is. Students know they must get a high score on the TOEIC to attend university or get a good job. They often spend several years and lots of money studying for it. Several students achieve very high TOEIC scores. When universities and employers see those scores, they think the applicants must have very good English skills. As soon as the high scorers begin studying or working, however, it quickly becomes apparent that they do not. They have learned how to pass English tests, but do not know how to use English in everyday life. This causes frustration for both the English learners and the teachers or bosses who must work with them. In Korea, major companies have started to use a new test to measure employees' English, called the Oral Proficiency Interview Computer System, or OPIC. They have not completely abandoned the TOEIC, however. Even though it may be imperfect, the TOEIC remains the best path to success for English learners.